KERV 1230 AM radio. Hope everybody's having a great week. As always, I am glad it's Friday. Yeah, and that is the voice of none other than Glenn Taylor, producer of the show. Hi, Glenn.
How's it going? I'll be your Ed McMahon today.
Okay, sounds good.
To your Johnny Carson.
How about if you be Johnny and I'll just be Ed? I don't know. Ed got a lot of laughs, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He did pretty good on that show. So, how's your week been, Glenn?
It's been a great week. I tell you what, we're getting finally out of January, which is, you know, traditionally in radio is kind of a slow time, but man, things are looking awesome.
What makes radio slow in January?
Oh, just
not enough to talk about, or what?
Not enough to talk about. Everybody's, you know, from the holidays, people are kind of still in, I guess they're hibernating after all the excitement, and now we're getting closer to spring, and all this nice weather has really helped.
Well, it's not, it hadn't been as pretty today. I wasn't quite prepared to not have 75 degrees and sunshine today.
Old
so
man winter has returned.
He's here. He's here, but it is still just, what, February 3rd.
So, yeah, I have a feeling we better just settle down. We got plenty of cold weather headed our way.
I think we do. So this is the first Friday of the month. And as a reminder, hope everybody's wearing blue out there. Let's see. Glenn?
Yep, got my blue jeans
on. Yeah, I got blue jeans on, too. There you go. We'll go with that.
All right.
Glenn's sporting a red shirt, though, and I've got a black shirt on. So we've got our blue jeans to cover us. But anyway, that's in honor of our first responders here in town.
Yeah.
So even if you don't have blue on and you see somebody out there – in uniform, and shake their hand, tell them thank you for the work they do here in our community. I personally have had the opportunity to this week be with several of our finest with the Kerrville Police Department.
Awesome.
And I'm just so impressed. Every time I hear any of them speak or just get a chance to visit with them personally, just a great group of men and women.
It's
and
a top-notch
it
department.
Is.
It's,
it is
run the way it should be run.
Apparently, yeah. So yesterday, I'm part of the Kerrville Morning Rotary. Which is a great group, small group, but we meet in the mornings and we always have a guest speaker come in or try to. And so yesterday we had Morgan, and I'm not going to do her last name justice or probably say it right, but it's Jerami maybe. Morgan, if you're listening, I apologize. But anyway, Morgan, and she is in charge of one of the evidence collectors. And she was really cool explaining how they go about collecting evidence at a scene. Of course, we have our sheriff scenes here in Kerrville.
And, yes, seems like more and more every year.
Well,
I mean, that's just part of
Growing.
Part of growing, yes, it is.
Part of where we are as society. But anyway, she was fascinating, very intelligent. She could work her way up through the department,
through the
no doubt, and
yeah.
Local girl from Ingram. So anyway, just. Morgan, if you're listening, appreciate you and, again, all the men and women that serve our community.
Amen.
So, Glenn, this is Super Bowl weekend, and we are going to talk Super Bowl because we have to talk football, right?
We have.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I want to introduce – so we've got a guest at the first of the show that I've twisted his arm to come in, so maybe we'll get him in on our Super Bowl discussion. So I want to introduce Beck Marler. And, Beck, just slap me if I get this wrong, but you are the director – of Singing Hills Camp, youth camp?
Yep, so far so good.
So far so good, oh yeah. So I told Beck coming in, there's only one thing you got to do is make me look good. And
yeah.
He said, I can't probably accomplish that, but I'll do my best. So anyway, director of Singing Hills Youth Camp.
Yeah, Lady Lodge Youth
Thank
Camp.
You.
Yeah, Singing
okay.
Hills is my domain.
Singing yeah. Hills is your domain.
That's
so
right.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm excited to talk football.
Yeah, okay. Forget all that youth camp stuff.
Let's
talk football before we get into youth camp, because we do want to – I want to find out more about what you do. I know some of your personal background, and we were introduced from a very good friend of ours, right? And several years ago. So, all right, so football. So we got Atlanta Falcons,
mm-hmm.
and then those Pats from New England.
I know it. Every year.
Just write them in about every other year.
Okay.
So your prediction?
Oh, I'm going to go Atlanta just because I do not want to see New England win again.
Okay.
That's kind of my way of thinking, too.
Glenn's on there.
Now, last week we checked the odds, and the Pats were only 3-point favorites.
Okay.
Which surprised me a little bit, but I've learned a little more about the Falcons, being that I didn't watch much Atlanta Falcons football this year, and they are impressive.
They're impressive.
Yeah, they took it to Green Bay.
And Seattle the week before.
Yeah, that's right.
I went on record last week that I think Atlanta wins this game, and I don't think it's as close.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be fun. We'll see. So you're rooting in for Atlanta?
Sure, yeah.
And your gut feel is they can win it?
I think that they can. I mean, I wouldn't put money on it. I would never bet against New England. But I'm going to hope for them to win.
Brady's got four rings. I was listening to the show earlier today, and they were talking about four rings, and this would be number five.
This is He'll have seventh. One for every finger every if he finger. Wins this
he
one.
Just needs a fur coat to go with it. And,
one for the thumb.
And one for the thumb. Yeah. So is there you're a big football fan, Beth?
I try to be. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I'm a Cowboys fan. Yeah. So
there you go.
Is that because you? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Odessa, Texas. Okay. You know, my dad and granddad.
Oh, desolate.
Yeah. Left. Grew, born and raised, and haven't been back much. So.
Okay. Well, so, that's all right. Went to high school there and everything.
Went to high school there. Yep. Friday Night Lights, all that good stuff.
Oh, that was probably lived for that over at that point.
Yeah,
right?
We did. Absolutely. My grandparents were big season ticket holders, and so that was back when Mojo. Was, yeah.
Midland, Odessa, right? One high school serving that whole area?
No, there's four high schools.
So you got
Odessa High, Permian, Midland Lee, and Midland High.
Okay.
Yeah, Permian was always winning when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Permian was bad to the bone.
That's right.
Which one did you go to?
I went to Odessa High.
Okay. So, yeah. And how were y'all? Were y'all bad to the bone?
We
were just bad.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. I can relate to that.
We were the academic school, and but that didn't concern me. Either.
Yeah. It
no,
did.
I'm just
Come
kidding.
On down.
Permian had good academics too. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so quick aside to that, my oldest son, Colby, out at Texas Tech, third year out there, has a high school sweetheart from here in Tybee, and her family. I don't know how long they've been there, but her dad and her stepmom live in Odessa.
Yeah, nice.
And so, yeah, they go out there all the time.
Yeah, well.
So I've not been. Do I need to go?
No, you don't need to go. Absolutely not. Unless, I guess, the oil's booming and, I don't know, maybe you want to go eat at a restaurant. I don't know what you would do in Odessa. So.
Well, how long you been gone from there?
Since I graduated high school. So then I went to A&M and
gig 'em.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, I'm an Aggie.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
That's right.
So that's we can talk Aggies.
Yeah,
about
we
too,
can talk
right?
We're battered not, Aggie syndrome.
You get used to it. You haven't been out long enough, Beck. Right. Just give it a little more time. You'll just
oh my goodness.
You'll understand that 8-5 just fine.
Yeah. And looks like Myles Garrett's going to go to the Browns, so that's depressing also.
So we will have two number ones go to the Browns, and well, but Myles will probably stick with it.
Yeah,
and probably make a difference.
I just like
over time.
To see him get it to a better team.
I know,
but what can you do?
Well, he's a class act.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll be good.
Maybe.
Absolutely.
He'll turn
I think Johnny's getting his act together, it looks like, step by step.
I was going to say, it looks like Johnny may be going to Canada, prove he can do it.
Play that on that 150-yard field or whatever they have up there. Right. The Canadian. Yeah. You ever watch Canadian football? I don't know if
it's been on
anymore.
While,
yeah.
It used to come on TV back when we first had cable, I watched it. It was like is it 110-yard?
I think the extra length in the field, deeper end zone. I know it's a 20-yard end zone.
Uh-huh.
And, so, you know, they get a running start from the receiver positions and stuff. I don't know. I can't keep up. But it's wide open.
It's different. I mean, it's very similar, but it is very different as well.
I can see Johnny doing
sense.
Very well there. You
running
know?
Around.
Just running around.
Yeah.
Well, if he does that, you know, I think maybe he can, you know, if he gets his act together, I think there's a lot of NFL teams out there that would be very welcoming to a young man who has redeemed himself.
And a good athlete. Why not?
Sure.
Absolutely.
I mean, because you can't forget, man, the guy, the reason he was so much fun to watch is because his love of the game.
That's right. Played like a kid, didn't he?
He did. It was, great to watch.
Still
man.
Is a kid.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
And
cool.
I think a lot of people became Aggie fans that maybe weren't before.
They did. You they know. Did. Now they can suffer through the battered Aggie syndrome, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, suffer you know, through. we won't beat this to death, but there's a lot of teams that don't go 8-5 in college football, right?
I know.
Most of them don't.
Yeah, that's right.
Most of them are below 500.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, I'm on board. We'll let someone take care of all that over time.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll be fine. Be
it's
good.
Fun to watch.
It is. All right, so Beck, you're on record saying Atlanta.
That's right.
Glenn.
Mark it down.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go with that. I'm going to go
with
Atlanta.
All right, so we're all in this room going with Atlanta. It's a good bet. Let's go.
Well, I think so. I think by touchdown, it's going to be fairly close.
Okay. I go for two touchdowns, maybe a field goal. Wow. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed with Atlanta.
Yeah, they look good.
Yep. Okay, so, Beck, you doing anything for that, for the Super Bowl? You're just going to be...
Yeah, we actually, a girl I work with and a guy I work with also, they're getting married, so we're doing a pre-Super Bowl wedding shower.
Okay.
And it's going to roll into the Super Bowl. So, yeah.
Well, why not?
Hey,
that's pretty smart. I'm going to have a Super Bowl party, bring some wedding gifts.
You know.
What do you think?
I think that's pretty smart.
As long as we're on time and we end on time, we're all going to be fine, right?
There you go.
That's
fun.
It'll be fun. So,
good.
No, they're a bunch of laid-back people. So
okay.
We'll just hang out, celebrate them, and then turn around and celebrate Super Bowl.
I like it.
Yeah.
Be fun. Be fun.
That'll be good.
So, Beck, I've got a couple of things before we start talking about what you do for Singing Hills. Did I get that
Singing
right?
Hills. Yes.
Singing Hills. All right. I'm on track right there. You and I had met through a mutual friend several years ago. And we hadn't, I mean, we stayed in touch occasionally, right? And then I get a, I just want everybody to know, I got a order for a hero card that came through on my computer. That's how he bought, Becky gone in and bought a card online. I text or emailed Beck back, and Beck was like, I didn't even know you had these cards. What are you doing? Anyway, so, yeah. And that's not the point of the story, but then after Christmas, before Christmas, then after first of the year, you emailed me back and told me why you'd bought the card.
Right.
Share just, you don't need to get specific on that, but you might just share, not necessarily the, what you saved, but you bought the card for $25, and then you used it to do what, Beck?
Yeah, we were getting some new garage doors, and they offered a discount, and it was a good discount, too. I couldn't believe it, honestly. I was like, good grief.
I don't think they could believe it either.
Maybe, I'm glad I've already paid, otherwise they might call me back. But
you specifically, as AMCO, over here at Door, here in town.
Yeah.
And you specifically saw them on our website.
Yeah.
And then you
bought a car. Well, they mentioned it to me on the phone. You know, we were talking private, and they were like, yeah.
Go get your hero card.
Yeah, exactly. And I said, well, done. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah. So you bought the card for $25. Mm-hmm. You used it at their business.
Yeah.
And you saved well more than $25.
Well more. Yeah.
Well more.
Yeah.
Pretty good 10%. Value. You're a smart businessman, Beck. And have you used it since?
I have not, because I don't buy it. Honestly,
you're not a big shopper.
I need to give it to my wife, really.
Okay.
Because I go to work, I come home, I play with the kids, honestly.
That's okay.
I need to give it to my wife and say, hey, you pay attention to what we can
say.
Because there's a ton of stuff looking at the website. I was like, wow.
You know, ton,
we will definitely use this.
Ton there. Now, we're going through and making sure that all those are active and valid. And so we've removed a few, but we've added a few.
Yeah.
And so we'll cover some of that later in the show. I don't know if you eat out much, but Del Norte Restaurant is one of our newest.
Great. Yeah. They have a great buffet.
Now, they're honoring – they're an after five discount. They're actually giving you a free drink, which, you know, you think of that initially – and it's like, oh, that's not much. But drinks now?
Yeah.
Are they two and a half? You know, I'm doing good till everybody orders a drink.
Oh,
and then
man.
My bill increased.
That's where they get you.
They do. And so that's a nice thing. So after five with your meal, free drink. So we're glad to have them. Nice people over there. Just if you're listening, I'm going to give you the address real quick. They're on 710 Junction Highway. So go see
them. I've
been
eating there since I was
a little
kid.
Yeah, you know it. Well, there you go.
Good food.
It is. Very good. Mm-hmm. Nice people. All right. So, Beck, the other thing I was going to ask you. Are you a music fan? You probably like music.
Yes, I do.
Any
Absolutely.
Particular genre of music you like?
You know, I'm a weird guy. There's a lot of stuff that I like. So
kind of like broad.
I tend to navigate towards kind of your red dirt country, not Nashville, but red dirt country.
Reckless Cali.
Yeah,
cross Canadian.
You know, of course, Kerrville's own. Kerrville's own Robert Earl Keen. Of course, love him.
Oh yeah.
Turnpike Troubadours, love those
Heard
guys.
Of them.
Yeah, they're in Oklahoma. So, yeah, and all the old, you know, old classics too. Jerry Jeff Walker.
Oh, love Jerry Jeff.
Love that stuff. And then
you can't be into Texas country without having a copy of Viva Terlingua.
Oh, absolutely. Man, Viva Terlingua is the best. So.
I'm gonna go home with the
Armadillo.
I'm gonna queue up some Jerry Jeff next week.
All right.
Well, we don't have Jerry Jeff today, but I always feature Beck. I know you're an avid listener of the show, so you know all this. But in the event you've forgotten, we always feature just some random music. We use it to go into our breaks and things, and so. This week, this is my rock and roll day here, so we got a little Aerosmith.
Yeah, we do.
Some of the radios out there are going to tune out right now. I get that. But anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with Beck, and we're going to dig into what you do.
Great.
It's time for that. And so stay around. And, again, this is the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 1230 AM radio.
Every time
All right, a little Aerosmith for your Rockin' Friday afternoon. So we're just visiting with Glenn and Beck on that. And, Beck, you're okay with Aerosmith?
Love it. Yeah,
love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, well, there's, if you stay around or when you leave, you can just tune in and listen to what else we have going.
Yeah,
so
great.
All right, so Beck, let's dive in to Singing Hills.
Okay.
And so tell us again, you're the director of the...
I'm the director of Singing Hills. I'll back up a little
bit. Okay, good.
Because we actually, who I work for is the HEB Family Foundation.
Okay.
So, yeah, and that's HEB, like the grocery store. The family started a foundation years and years and years ago. The original Howard Butt and his wife, they bought this piece of property out by Lakey, Texas, and they wanted kids to have a place to go and experience the outdoors. So out in Lakey, it's almost 2,000 acres, and so they just opened it up, and they allowed groups to come and use the property for free.
Okay.
You had to bring your own programming and your own food and things like that, but the facilities were free, and still doing that today. We have, you know, almost every week is booked up. And groups, 501(c), whatever they're called, can come and use the property for free.
Okay.
And so that was kind of the original intent. And Howard Butt Jr., so Howard Butt's son, he opened up what we call Lady Lodge. And that's a kind of a think tank. I mean, he'd bring in big time speakers. Howard Butt Jr. traveled with Billy Graham. He was like on a preacher circuit.
Wow.
Also ran a big chunk of the grocery store too, so he was a
busy man.
Yeah, right. So, you know, he would travel around, see all these speakers, and so they decided we're going to open up Lady Lodge, and we're going to bring in artists and musicians and speakers and invite people to come. And so did that, had a lot of success, and needed a place for the kiddos to go, and so they opened up Lady Lodge Youth Camp, and that's where I work. So, and then out of that came Lady Lodge Family Camp, and then we also do an outdoor ed program.
Which I've been to.
You have?
Yeah,
yeah,
I've done that,
schools.
Which is great, with schools,
exactly.
Which is more fun.
So, bring in a ton of schools from around the state, and they get to experience outdoor, you know, the high ropes elements and shooting bow and arrows, and we even do, like, water studies and things like that.
Wow.
So we do a lot. So
you
ask, what do I do? Well, I work for the youth camp department, and then... The youth camp is split into two.
Okay.
So Singing Hills and Echo Valley. Singing Hills is 8-year-olds to 11-year-olds.
Okay.
So you can come when you're 8.
Yeah.
And then Echo Valley is 12-year-old to 16-year-old. So then after you're 16, we hope that you roll into like a staff position. So
really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I'm the director of Singing Hills. That's 8-year-olds to 11-year-olds.
Bless you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. So we do 2-week sessions. So we got 8-year-olds coming out there for 2 weeks at a time.
During the summer,
okay. Yeah. We start
very good.
At the end of May, early June, and we roll till early August or so.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So the HEB camp is like the big umbrella.
The family foundation. That's right.
Okay. And then they're inside of all that 2,000 acres, you have these different, because you have the lady... Family camp, right?
Family
that I see.
Camp.
That's
fairly right.
New.
It's fair. Well, the facility's fairly new.
Okay.
We've been doing family camp for a while, but we would use the other properties, and then they decided to build a nice, and it is beautiful.
I hear.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I had an opportunity to go.
So,
okay.
The camp's right at the headwaters of the Frio River there, one branch of the Frio. So the water's crystal clear, and we call it the canyon. There's big canyons around it. It's just gorgeous.
It is spectacular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it really is.
Yeah.
I used to spend a lot of time there. I used to take the kids in that area. We'd go camping and stuff. The Frio is just beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It is great.
How's the fishing in the Frio?
It's good.
Yeah? Do you get a chance to?
Yeah. We throw a little bass and catfish in there, you know, stock it a little bit, but it's good.
Go.
Absolutely.
So, obviously, you got a short window during the summer, 3 months, I guess, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing the other 9 months?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's what everybody asks me.
it's like everybody asks you, Beck, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I know what they're saying, Beck. So.
I do radio shows and, you know, hang out.
There you go.
Now, basically, if you can picture this, what we do is like if you ran a business and at the end of 3 months you just fired everybody and then you had to rehire a whole new staff. So that's basically what we do. Is we go on the road, we're interviewing, we're meeting with our people. You know, we've got people that have been working out there for, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years.
Okay.
We've got deep relationships. So we'll head into College Station or Austin or Waco or San Marcos and hang out with our people, go say hi, check on them, see how they're doing, and then go recruit some,
Okay, get
new
some new
people,
ones.
Yeah,
right.
Got to have fresh blood. And then once the applications come in, then we go back on the road interviewing and seeing if we want to hire these people as
for the summer.
For the summer.
For the summer.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
So yeah, that's what we do. And then also we got to plan camp. So
okay.
for the next summer.
Very good.
It keeps us pretty busy,
I would say. And so how many of you guys are full time like you?
For the youth camp?
Mm-hmm.
So we have our senior director.
Okay.
His name's Chandler Pruitt.
Mm-hmm.
You may know him.
Know the name.
Yeah. And then we have two directors over Echo Valley, Tom and Carla, and then me at Singing Hills. We have two interns, one at Echo, one at Singing Hills. We have an office manager and a registrar.
Okay.
And I think that's everybody. Oh, no, that's not. I'm sorry. I forgot Ryan. Ryan, most important part. Yeah, most important part because he is in charge of food services with the youth camp, so he makes sure we all get fed in the summer.
That's
so
really important.
Yeah, I know.
Keeping everybody happy.
Yes, yes, and he does a great job.
And you don't office out there, obviously. That's a haul. You have an in-town office,
mm-hmm,
I believe,
we do.
Which
yes.
is great.
Yes, so
but
we have,
you're on the road a lot.
We're on the road a lot. It goes in spurts. You know, we'll do 3 weeks on the road and then, you know, 4 or 5 weeks in the office and 3 weeks on the road and then back in the office.
Okay.
And then we do live out at camp in the summertime.
Yeah.
So we're out there.
Fun.
Yeah.
Now
no,
you're married and mm-hmm. your wife and I think you have a couple of young kids. One of two.
I got a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Yeah. Do they have an opportunity to come out there during the summer?
They live out there with you.
That's fun.
Oh,
good
it's
for you.
It may be the best thing about this
job.
Yeah,
you were made for that right there, weren't you?
Yeah. Not only they get to come out and enjoy camp, but I really mean this when I say I think we hire some of the best staff in the state of Texas. I mean, these kids, I call them kids, they're not kids, but they've got their stuff together way more than I did when I was in college. And, man, my son gets to grow up, and I get to say, hey, see that guy over there? I want you to be like him. And that
awesome.
Guy over there who's a counselor chases my son around the field. And, you know, I just, it's amazing.
Totally safe environment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great people.
Absolutely.
I was going to say, one heck of a backyard you got there.
I know, right?
Man.
I know.
That's
I can't
fun.
Believe I get to do it, honestly.
So, plenty of campers during the summer then? I mean, is there a cutoff for camper? I mean, you got a limit of beds, so.
Yes, that's right.
Sign up early. And
Singing Hills, we can take about 115 campers, and Echo's about double that.
Okay.
So, and we're doing, yeah, we're really lucky. We just celebrated 50 years, so we've been doing this a long time. We've got a good legacy, and this year I think we've only got a few spots left, and those will be filled. There's certain sessions though that fill up within minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
So where do the campers come from? All over Texas?
All over,
or local,
but,
or
yeah,
where do you see?
They're mostly over around Texas.
Okay.
Mostly Houston, Austin, San Antonio, Corpus. We get a pretty big contingency from West Texas too, because you know, we're pretty close. So we have a lot of Midland, Odessa, San Angelo kids.
Sure. Why not? Good.
Yeah.
And how do they hear about the camp? How does that filter out?
A lot of it's all, well, not all, but most of it's either word of mouth or I get a lot of, my mom was a counselor.
Okay.
Here.
I was wondering if there's a legacy type thing.
Time.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
That's neat.
So yeah,
that's good.
A lot of alumni.
And how long have you been with them?
This will be my third summer.
Okay.
No, actually, in a couple days, I'll celebrate 2 years. So.
All right, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Right. Absolutely. So.
And summer will be here before you know it.
Oh, man.
So this curriculum for the kids each summer, do you keep it pretty much the same, or do you try to have a theme every summer? How does that work?
Yeah, I would say we keep it the same. You know, the methodology is a little different. But we're pretty basic in what we do,
okay.
In a good way. I mean that in a good way. We don't try to get too deep, too far ahead of ourselves. We focus on the fundamentals and So our curriculum is, you know, but it's pretty straightforward.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah.
If my 8 or 11 year old, 8 to 11, right, is on the scene, your side,
mm-hmm.
they show up at camp. They're going to do some activities through the day.
Yeah.
They're going to get fed.
They're going to get fed.
Going to do something at night.
Mr. Ryan. Yeah. Do something at night. Absolutely.
Going to be a message involved in that.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Good.
You bet. So yeah, activities. We do some of your traditional camp activities.
Okay.
But then we do some that are just crazy and
off
weird.
The wall. Well, yeah, you're a former Young Life guy.
That's right. And
I should have said that up front. That explains everything. We've had Josh on the show.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we love Young Life. And,
yeah,
and as a matter of fact, the guy that was in charge of running youth camp, kind of getting it off the ground, was a Young Life guy.
Okay.
So we look we look pretty similar. I like to tell people we're cousins.
Okay. So, yeah, that's great. So now, do you do any of the speaking?
I do.
And things?
Yeah,
you do it all?
I do a couple nights. So they're there for 2 weeks, and I'll do two talks. So.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
So anybody that's listening, is there anything the camp needs? So I try to always make a call out for action, right?
Yeah.
Do you need volunteer? Do you need it sounds to me like you got funding. How could somebody in the community that's listening get involved if they wanted to? Is there a way for that? Or you got that covered?
That's a good question. I mean, yes, funding is good, but we do give a ton of scholarships.
Okay.
And so there's always room for helping the kid go to camp. So that is one way to get involved. You know, another way is just maybe even like, I don't know. I was thinking about like our outdoor ed group, and you know, you've been out there to volunteer. So I know that those kids are somewhat like a little underprivileged a little bit too. So there may be some opportunities there. So,
okay.
All right. Like that. So, yeah.
All right. So let's do this. We got to take a break for news and weather. This one I don't get to control very well. So, Beck, if you can you hang around for
sure.
2 or 3 minutes?
Yeah,
we'll wrap up with you on the other side of the break.
Sounds
and
good.
That's great. It's the Hero Card Hour, KERV 1230 AM radio, and here's a little Aerosmith.
Love wasn't much of a friend of mine. The tables have turned. Yeah, calls me in and where's that party? That kind of love was the killer kind.
Introducing the Hero Card. With the Hero Card, you get major discounts at the best businesses around town. No need for coupons with the Hero Card. Just show it at the businesses that support it. What businesses are those? Find the entire listing of businesses that utilize the Hero Card at herocardonline.com. A portion of each Hero Card sale is devoted to worthy causes in our local community, supporting all of our heroes, including veterans and first responders. Find out how you can use the Hero Card for your next fundraising activity. To purchase a card and for more information, just visit HeroCardOnline.com. The Hero Card, honoring heroes and supporting local businesses. Get your card today.
All right, welcome back to the Hero Card Hour. Glad you're tuning in on this Friday afternoon. Still have with us in the studio, Beck Marler, Director of Singing Hills. So, Beck,
yes,
before I let you go for the day, you probably have some other things you got to go do. But I wanted you to make available to everybody, how can people find out more about the camp and any way they can get involved out there? You have some information you can give out for us, please?
Yeah, I think the best, because we have so much going on, the best thing to do is just check out the website.
Okay.
And that is HEBFF.org, so that's HEB Family Foundations, what that stands for. So
okay,
HEBFF.org. There's a word from our president there. There's a links to all of our programs, what we have going on, and even the history, which, you know, I did a poor job of explaining the history just because it's so long. But there's some great articles. You know, Butt Family, just a shout out to them too, because they're incredible people who've started.
Apparently
it.
So.
I mean, you think about, just the youth camp alone, 50 years, and we're not the first one, the impact that they have made on this world, like, it's got to be close to in the millions, right, of people that they've impacted.
Wow.
And so their story, there's some stories on there. We got a great communications department that does all writing, and I would encourage people, just at the minimum, go read about their vision for that, and it's just good
stuff. It's a beautiful
stuff.
Website. I pulled it up while I had it right here. It's just gorgeous, and there's lots of information, and that's a great great
it's
resource.
Inspiring.
It is.
It is.
It's a beautiful camp. It's, yeah. So could somebody just drive out there for the day and look around?
No, they'd need to set something up.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
and
important.
And even still, there's so much going on. Because our camps are open for the free groups to come and use, and with elementary school kids being out there all throughout, I mean, we really want to protect
that
place. So.
Sure. Well, it's not the kind of place you want to wander and get turned away because it's a little bit
out
there.
About an hour from here. So.
But it's a beautiful drive. Well, Beck, listen.
Yes, sir.
Thanks so much for coming on. Thank you for what
pleasure.
You do. I appreciate your friendship and what you do for kids and the community, and I hope you'll come back on sometime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next Super Bowl or before, right? We'll talk NBA or something next time.
Okay, let's do it.
Again, thanks. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Appreciate
and give that card to your wife and let her go out there, and it'll save you money back.
That's what
I'm
all
about. Put that in her wallet, okay?
That's what I'm all
about. Yeah, absolutely. Good to save money where you can. All right, again, thank you to Beck Marler for being here. Have
a
great weekend, buddy.
Yep, you too.
All right. So moving on with the show here now, we're going to get into a little hero card business. I always want to make everybody aware of things that are happening. Right, Glenn?
That's right.
And I got to say, things are happening, Glenn.
They're happening.
They're happening.
We've had
a busy, busy week with a lot of great things and a lot of momentum. A couple of weeks ago, I was in here and I was like, is this thing really going to work? I didn't say that out loud, but I was...
No, but you're feeling me as far as that slow January kind of
Well, maybe
thing.
So. I may, and that
it's,
could...
It's very everywhere.
Well,
you
okay,
know, it
thank
really
you.
Is.
I didn't even... Of course, I hadn't owned a business through a January yet, so I wasn't aware of that. But, boy, I tell you, this last week, things have really accelerated, and lots of new businesses that were signing up, and I feel like we've just really now probably turned the corner.
That's excellent.
I think we've been validated as to what we're offering the businesses that partner with us, and, of course, every business that partners with us just enhances the value for the cardholder,
sure,
like Beck and you and me, and then it also enhances the value for our fundraisers, the nonprofits that use the card to raise money.
Okay,
so let's talk about that real quick while we're on that subject of fundraising. I've said this before. I believe using the card in order to fundraise, if you're a nonprofit organization or you have a cause that needs to be that you want to raise money for, I think it's one of the most effective ways, because let me just explain how that works. So if you're listening and this resonates with you, if either you work with a nonprofit or for a nonprofit, or again, maybe you have a situation of a, for example, there's a Kerrville policeman here that is, we're about to use the card to raise some money for some expenses that he's going to incur. And so, so how that would work is that the card is $25 retail.
Okay.
All right. So the nonprofit sells the card for $25, and they keep $12.50. They keep half. No upfront charge. No upfront fee for the cards.
Okay.
Okay. So they sell them, collect the money, and then they keep half of it, and that's great, right? So it's pretty easy sell.
Sure.
You know, I think there's an argument to be made about, and I'm all for buying cheesecakes and cookies and.
Right,
and sausage stuff. I love all that stuff. But at the same time, that's a one-time thing, whereas this card, you buy it one time, and so if you're selling to your consumer, they can use it for a year, basically, and at lots of resources. So they keep $12.50 of the proceeds of the $25. Then the next year, if the card is renewed, the same person buys the card or renews the card again, the second year, then the organization gets to keep $12.50 again that year, and then every year that the card is renewed. So they're building a residual type income from the card sale, which I don't know if there's any other fundraisers out there that do this. So if you think about this, if an organization sells 100 cards this year, and then if, let's say, 75% of those or 80% of those are renewed next year, they have that in the bank, and they can go sell another 100 cards.
Uh-huh.
Right, and you can see this start to stack up on top of each other. So
sure.
I think it's a very, very unique proposition. It's an easy sell. There's no upfront cost. So fundraising, it's just a great way to move the card. I prefer that most of our cards get sold that way because I think it blesses more people doing it that way.
Sure, absolutely.
So right now the YMCA is our current fundraiser here in Kerrville.
Okay.
And so you can pick a card up at the YMCA. They're located right over behind Hal Peterson Middle School, right off Sydney Baker.
I know where that is.
And you can also go online to the www.herocardonline.com, mm-hmm. and you can buy one there. And in the notes section, you just put YMCA. that card will be mailed to you, and they'll get, since you put YMCA in the notes, they'll get half the proceeds.
All right.
So that's another thing that, you know, you could actually, an organization could sell the card by just directing people to the website. They could never handle the card.
Right.
Right?
How about that?
How about that? And just collect the money. It is a pretty good deal.
It is.
So anyway, excited about that. That's starting to take off. So that's fundraising. And then I want to talk about some businesses that we've added this week. I mentioned Del Norte, which you're excited about, Glenn. And
sure.
Then Next Generation Produce. You know those guys over on Sydney Baker, 905 Sydney Baker.
I do.
Yep. Kenny and Janelle Kramer, owners.
Great folks.
Oh, they're awesome.
They offer an awesome product.
They
do.
That's a unique store. If you've not been in that store, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, Brandy's very much into health. She had gone in there getting produce and different products. One of my good friends here in town, Mike Dow. Mike, if you're listening, howdy, shout out to you. He was talking about going in there and getting juice drinks.
Mm-hmm.
You know about juicing, Glenn? You ever done any of that?
I like juice.
This is where you take all these green things,
uh-huh,
like asparagus and kale and celery, and they put it in a big juicer, and it just blends it up, and just only the juice comes out. All the pulp goes away.
Oh, okay.
So you can just picture how much green stuff you have to put in a juicer to get 2 ounces of juice. You with me?
Yes.
But they do that there. And juice is very – so you're getting all the nutrition out of this.
Jack LaLanne was a huge juicer.
There you go.
And that guy lived and looked great till he died.
Absolutely,
except
for that jumpsuit.
No. I'm not much of a jumpsuit guy myself either, but juicing is very, very good for you. And I do it more than I used to because it's a great way to get your vegetables having to stop and eat a meal.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and if you've ever tried to juice at home, we have a juicer at home. And I thought, okay, I'll just do this myself. And that is quite the production.
Oh, yeah.
It is. It's probably an hour to do it and clean it up to get that 3 ounces worth of juice. But Kenny and Janelle and their team will take care of this for you.
Oh, they got the system down?
Yeah. They juice in quantity over there, so you can get juices, you can get smoothies, and they have a grocery store there full of organic products.
Wow.
So great store, fascinating people. Get by there and see them. We're really tickled they partner with us. They're doing 10% off on the Field Day product line.
So
that is quite an extensive product line of food, snacks, and cleaners, all organic, all healthy, very, very nice product line. So go see them. Show your card, and they'll be glad to give you a discount.
All right.
Let's talk a little irrigation. I knew you wanted to. So over in Fredericksburg, we've just added Frontier Irrigation and Landscape. Great people, Kina and Chris Reed, owners of that. So they're offering 10%. This is really timely. Because we think there's a little more winter happening, but not much, right?
Right, a couple more months.
Yeah, so good time to get your sprinkler system in order.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so 10% off of repair and installation of your sprinkler irrigation system. So give them a call. Let me give you their number. They mainly service Fredericksburg. So those of you that are listening in Fredericksburg, their number, it's easiest to call them at 830-997-9579. Again, mention the hero card so you can get your discount. And Glenn, are you a Pan-Asian food guy, which is a fancy, to me, Chinese food?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, say yes, Glenn. Say yes. Okay, so Soaring.
I love it.
If you're like me, it's food, man. I'll eat it. So Soaring Dragon is one of our partners, and Peggy and her team over there. Again, thrilled to have them on board. Flattered to have them on board. She was skeptical at first.
Man, you hadn't even really started talking about the food, and I'm already getting hungry.
Yeah, absolutely. Man. Well, so they're located, let me give you their address, 820 Sydney Baker. Trying to think of a landmark there that would be recognizable. Anyway, 820 Sydney Baker. They're in the shopping center next to the Lube and the Wing King. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
You know where that is now?
Yeah.
That help you?
Denny's Electronics.
Yeah, there you go. Just right in that neck of Sydney Baker.
Denny and Sons, I should say. Yeah.
Yep. So they do a dinner special. Okay. Weekends are excluded, but during the week, after 5, 10% off your ticket.
Wow. Well, so, Friday's the day of the week.
Yeah. Oh, it is, isn't it? There you go.
Yeah, I think I'm getting an idea here.
Well, I think it's Sunday through Thursday. Sorry.
Sunday through Thursday.
So, yeah. So, again, so business owners, you're listening. Here's what the card is designed to do. It's designed to help you build traffic on days that you need traffic, right? She's busy on the weekends. She's not looking to add extra people on the weekends. She's already got that covered. So the idea of getting on our program and using the card is that somebody will go on these days to get the discount.
There you
Makes
go.
Makes sense, right?
Absolutely.
Add some traffic. So glad to have them. Those are our newest. Some other food to remind you of because it's Super Bowl weekend. Dickie's Barbecue.
Yes,
go
love
by
Dickies.
There. They'll discount anything you want to do out of there for the party that you're having Saturday or Sunday, I guess. Maybe starting on Saturday. Hero Card Partners, Cranky Frank's over in Fredericksburg, Hero
yes,
Card
sir.
Partner. So there you go. And a couple of healthy choices in addition to Next Generation Produce, Kerrville Health Foods, and New Life Health Foods here. Take the Hero Card and give a discount.
Man, love that health food. I love it more than I used to because now, really, when you eat it and when you
yeah.
juice and you do that, it makes you feel better.
You feel better.
Because the older we get, you know, you get a little creaky here and there.
You do.
But, so you start watching it, and lo and behold, you start feeling better, and it starts tasting better, and it's
you
all
got
good.
It helps you physically and mentally, right?
Mentally.
To know you're eating better. And so, yeah, we're all – it's that time of year.
It's
January's over, right?
That's right.
Right. So there you go. All right, so Glenn, let's take a – I don't know what we have left for today, but I want to take a quick break if we got a couple of minutes, and let's cue up some more Aerosmith. And then when we come back, I'm going to close the show with a just a quick thing on why you might want to take the discount
and
operate through our program. Okay, so this is, again, the Hero Card Hour on KERV, 1230 AM radio. We'll be right back.
Another diamond ring. Promises, I guess they don't mean a thing. So baby, what's the story? Did you find another man? Is it easy to sleep in the bed that we made? When you don't look back, I guess the feeling start to fade away. Oh, I used to feel your fire, but now it's cold.
Okay, so as we close the Hero Card Hour here, we got 5 or 6 minutes left. I want to talk about one of the things that is interesting to me as we visit with businesses, Glenn, is we get a little bit of a, you know, why should, because you got to pay. If you're a business out there, you're going to pay to participate in our program, and there's some reasons for that, and I want to cover that, but it's like, well, why should I pay you guys and give a discount, right? So
right.
Pay you guys and then give customers a discount. And so I create a little document here where we talk about, it's kind of a spoof, but it talks about, okay, so I'm going to start my own customer loyalty program, my own discount card, right?
All right.
All right. So your first step in doing all that is you gotta come up with a card, right? So we have the Hero Card, red, white, and blue. It's got all the months of the year, right? But that had to be designed and created, right?
Right. Somebody had to make it.
Yeah. And so one of the things we see a lot around town, and I'm not against these, they're just not convenient, is those little punch cards where if you buy something, they punch your card and they send you home with it, right? And
right.
then you bring it back, and if you get another one of those things, does that make sense? And
you
they
fill
punch
it up
again.
With punches.
Yeah, you get, once you get 10 punches, you get a free one.
Right, yeah.
Not a bad program, but I never have my punch card with me.
Oh, no. It's always on the dresser.
Right?
Or
and they'll give you another punch card. They'll punch it, and then you take it home, and you can keep them all together, but I never have them all together to get my free thing. Does that make sense?
It does.
I think it's terribly inconvenient.
It really is.
So my argument is, look, you just get this one card right here. It's the Hero Card. People keep it with them all the time because they're not only using it in your store, they're using it all over town.
Right.
Right? Convenience. Okay, so step one, you got to create a card. So you either got to do that on your own computer or you got to call your graphics department, and that's a little tongue-in-cheek because not many of us have a graphics department, right?
No.
So you're gonna, yeah, so that's first step. And then you got to decide on what you're going to offer, right? That's not exactly easy. Do you want to do a flat percentage all the time, or do you want to do a day of the week? maybe a specific item.
Yeah, you got to figure out what's going to work best.
That's
for
right.
You.
All right. So you can talk that over with your accountant, figure that out. But oh, maybe you don't have an accountant, right? And then, okay, so we got that covered, got an offer. And so now, who do I give the card to? Right? Are people going to buy the card from me? So in my place of business, so I can give them a discount, right? So Glenn, here, buy this card from me, and then I'll give you a discount. That might work, right?
Might, yeah.
That okay, or do you give it away? All right, I'm going to give it to you, Glenn. Now I'll give you a discount. So I'm not sure that makes a lot of sense, right? Think about this. So I think I have to give it to you because my business is the only place you can use it.
Right.
With me so far, this is a discount card for my business only. All right. All right, but anyway, so we figured out that we're going to give you the card, Glenn, and now we got to get the word out to my other people, right?
Right, and keeping in mind that you're only going to use this card at this one place.
At this one place.
Okay.
Okay. But the end game is I got to get the card in people's hands.
Right.
Right? And preferably not just the people that are already coming in my store.
Okay.
I don't gain anything. I'm just giving a discount, right?
Right, right.
So we got to get the card. We got to get it out. It's a wonderful program. All right. So so this is where it comes down to the new customers. How am I going to get them? All right. So here's going to be my platform for getting new customers. I'm going to use Facebook and Instagram. In my spare time, I'll get on Facebook and Instagram, and I'm going to be promoting my new card.
Okay.
All right.
So that's more time that you've got to spend.
Well, I'll pay somebody to do it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to put an ad in a local magazine.
Okay.
All right. But that's not free.
Oh, no.
And that's not cheap.
Not at all.
But that's how I'm going to start to get the word out that way. Okay, I'm going to put something on radio talking about my card.
Okay.
You see where I'm going with this?
I got
one,
a
right
card. We can talk.
Okay, so yeah, they can call you. Uh-huh. Is it cheap to advertise on the radio, Glenn?
I wouldn't say cheap. No.
Well, it's effective. It costs something.
It costs something, yeah.
Right? And
you start adding all these things up.
Yeah, and you can't just run one ad. One ad wouldn't do you any good anyway. So you're going to buy a package of ads.
You
right?
should, yes.
Or you're going to buy a radio show like we have here, right?
there you go.
But anyway, you're going to get on the radio. That's going to take some research. Okay, well, the other place I could put it on is my website. Oh, I don't have a website, or I don't have a good website, or I don't have anybody that visits my website. That doesn't do me a lot of good.
Well, you got to get one built now. Yeah, okay, that's going to cost you money.
Just build a website.
I was just talking to somebody about that. It's not cheap to have a website built.
That's right. Oh, no. And you can build your own, but that's still going to
sure.
in your spare time.
Right.
Right? Business owner, they got a lot of spare time.
Spare time is getting less and less now, all of a sudden.
And then there's email. I wish I could email a whole list of people to get the word out on this, right? I use the chamber for that. They have a big list of people, but they don't do that for free,
no,
right?
There you go.
And I got to create a good email, so there's some marketing there. And then I can use word of mouth, but I don't have a team of people talking about my business all over town, right?
Right.
And so you kind of see this is tongue in cheek, but the bottom line is this. Building my own discount program turned out to be a lot harder work than I thought, right?
And it cost more expensive.
And there was some money involved in it.
Absolutely.
And so my thought is, as a business owner, I wonder if there's something out there already existing that I could just buy into. Right, so you get the point. So,
sure.
So the reason businesses partner with us, they pay to partner with us, is because we're absorbing all those costs to do all those things we just talked about. I just sent out an email. We have 2,700 card members just in the Hill Country, just in this immediate area.
Wow.
Emails.
That's a lot of people.
Just sent that out at an open rate of over 20%.
Okay.
Okay, that's way above industry standards. That means over 900 people looked at this email, and it listed our new businesses. It listed some other advertising. It talked about their discounts. So I did that for all of our business partners.
That's great.
That's included in the marketing that we're doing, right?
So what a deal.
What a deal. And, of course, we're promoting them here. We do Facebook constantly. So, to me, it's a nominal fee. I've even thought about raising it. I'm teasing. But, we have three levels of marketing: hero, superhero, super duper hero, 300, 600, 1,200 a year annual. To participate as a business, right?
Okay, and then you can tailor make it however.
Yeah, first year you might need a super duper because you're trying to really drive more traffic.
Okay.
You might scale that back superhero the next year. Right, it doesn't matter. But the bottom line is people are tagging into an existing program. They don't have to invent it. It's seamless. it works well.
Absolutely.
Right?
So what's the website again, Lou?
Thanks, sir. It's HeroCardOnline.com. And you can look there. You can look at the fundraising tab. You can look at the discount tab where you find our discounts of who's participating. And you can also look on there on how to get involved as a business. All our pricing is on there. It's transparent. We're not hiding anything. You'll see what is involved. And I just encourage you to take a look because I think we flat out got it going on. And you can either sign up now or you can sign up later. But I think you're going to be a part of this. So
absolutely.
There you go. All right, Glenn. So are we? I think we're wrapping, aren't we?
Yeah, we got the news coming up. Hope everybody will join us next week right here.
Right here on the Hero Card Hour. Y'all have a great weekend.